My last example is another mineral called selenium. And I've chosen this one because at the moment, many populations are thought to have marginal dietary deficiencies of selenium. This includes much of Northern Europe, Russia, New Zealand, and some parts of China. And the reason for that is that one of the major sources of selenium in our diet is from bread and cereals, but the soils in a lot of these places are quite poor in selenium. So if you grow grains and cereal in soil that's poor in selenium, then the grains themselves will be poor in selenium. So what you eat is not as selenium rich as it could be. So the other sources of selenium are Brazil nuts. They're very rich in selenium. Different types of fish, eggs, and meat. But as I said, bread and cereals are an important source of selenium, and some of our bread and cereal is actually quite poor in selenium at the moment. The current intakes of selenium in the UK are between 29 and 39 micrograms per day. The recommended nutrient intake is 75 for men and 60 for women. So in the UK, we're eating about half the amount of selenium that we should be. The upper safe limit is fairly high at 450 micrograms per day. Now, the research on selenium is still at quite an early stage, so we still don't know very much about the impact of selenium. But one study was done in the UK a few years ago, and this was a study that was done specifically in people who were selected because they were selenium deficient. And they were given supplements or tablets which contained either 50 or 100 micrograms per day of selenium, or a placebo, which is a dummy treatment. And 6 weeks after they were started on the supplement, they were given a single dose of the polio vaccine. And the purpose of that was to test how strong their immune response was. The study showed that in those people who were selenium deficient, giving them supplements increased the number of their CD4 cells. Those are the cells that I showed you at the beginning that are important in keeping the HIV virus in check, and actually most bacteria and viruses. And also giving selenium brought about an earlier response to the polio vaccine. So there is some evidence indicating that selenium could be useful in improving immune function, but it's still at quite an early stage. Now, of course, when you buy supplements or vitamins and minerals, you don't buy them individually. You usually buy a multivitamin and mineral mix. So an important question is, if you take those combinations, if you take the multiple vitamins and minerals, does it have any effect on your immune system? Well, we think that it might be of benefit to athletes, because studies in athletes do show some benefit. But in studies in older people, those combinations don't seem to protect against infection. And we think that the reason for that is that the doses of individual vitamins and minerals, when you have a mixture, are too low to provide enough of a benefit. There is a problem with some of the research in that area, because there is a lack of consistent methodology and also study design. So we see this as an important area for future research, because there are still a lot of questions about the potential benefit from taking multiple vitamins and minerals. There's also not very much information on what combinations of micronutrients do in children or in populations from developing countries, because most of those studies so far have been done on single nutrients.